With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Zone Time, back for another episode. Sam from the Broadcast Podcast is here. Omar from In the Mentions is here. And Arun Srinivasan is back in the house. What's up, buddy? Good to see you. Long time no speak.
Man, so good to be back on my favorite hockey show in the game with all you guys.
That's high praise. There are a lot of hockey shows you could have been on, but you chose to be here with us. Let's not waste time and get to these topics and talk about the best team right now in the National Hockey League, or at least the hottest team in the National Hockey League right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs, winners of 14 of their last 16. They swept through their California road trip, which, as I understand, I think that's like the third time that's happened in their team history. They're doing really well. They didn't even trail at any point in any of those games against California. And apparently I have an apology to make.
Yes, yes.
Less than a week ago, Omar put out a tweet saying that he thought Tim Hortons, they have these like picks you can make. If you get points from them, you can get like coffees and stuff like that, whatever. Michael Bunting apparently wasn't available as an option for him, it looked like, at the beginning. And then I told him to get over yourself, and then he said, I'll come back to this if he scores that night.
Lo and behold, happened,
scored. He scored that night, and which, by the way, it wasn't even like an actual like goal he scored. It's like a fluke one that like went off Phil Deneau, wasn't it? Like, okay, whatever.
They don't say how many, Julian.
So then, Omar quote tweeted my get over yourself tweet and put out a video of Stone Cold Steve Austin just doing the damn thing that he does. So I'm sorry I doubted Michael Bunting. I will eat humble pie and crow. Is that what you want? Is this what you want?
Yes. Listen, man, everyone called me a madman. Everyone called me crazy. For loving a player, for buying his jersey, ripping on me saying I have Michael Bunting boxers and Michael Bunting pencils, and Michael Bunting has 6 goals on the season. And Michael
Bunting, don't forget the bedspread.
That, not yet. Maybe like a month or so, right? Maybe I'll have my own little tweet. You know what? Maybe one day I'll be hired by the Toronto Maple Leafs to do something, and I'll put out my own tweet in Michael Bunting sheets, John Tavares style. And say it's good to finally be working for my childhood team. This is great. This is sweet. And then Michael Bunting will say, hey, weren't you that one person who supported me from the beginning? And I'll say, yes. And you say, weren't you that person that dunked on Julian McKenzie on Twitter? And I'll say, yes, I did. And then we'll walk off into the sunset and get a coffee while he's holding the Stanley Cup.
Do you listen to yourself?
Yes, 1,000%.
Okay. A lot, actually. All right. Well, let's... Okay, here's a serious question I have about the Leafs, and I'd like your perspective, Omar, and then I'd like Arun and Sam's perspective, because they also, just like myself, don't live in Toronto. You do live in Toronto, Arun, I'm sorry, but you're not as deranged as our friend Omar here with your Leafs fandom, or whatever Leafs fandom you might have, or none of that. I don't even think you have that, actually. Anyway, the fact that the Leafs are so good right now, right, like they've won as many games as they have, It's like the end of November. Well, we're in December right now by the time everyone sees this. Like, is it okay to be a Leafs fan and like enjoy all of this? Because a lot of people would be like, oh, well, you know what's going to happen in April. You know what's going to happen in the playoffs. Is it okay to enjoy this?
Yeah, I would say so. Just because I think there have been times in the past where the Leafs have had hot streaks where they've looked solid. You know, where they rip home like 6 wins, 7 wins or whatever. But this just looks different. like the way that they're winning these games, the way that they're playing, their commitment to the all-around game, and they're getting the goaltending to back it up, it just looks and feels different. So I don't know, maybe I'm just, you know, shooting myself in the foot once again, but just watching them play, it's allowed me to bring my wall down. And I tweeted it. I said, I'm all in, I'm ready. And if I get hurt come April or May, hopefully it's at least May, maybe end of May, hopefully. Then, you know, then we'll see how things go now then. But like, honestly, like this Leafs team just looks and feels different. They just look like they're on a mission. They look more mature, and it looks like they understand all the things that Sheldon Keefe was saying last year about the, you know, the best ways to win and how you have to play. And, you know, whether it's a depth player or a star player like Matthews, they're all up in the crease. They're all up in the net. They're getting deflections. They're trying to, you know, tap and rebounds and stuff. So, you know, this is the style that wins in the playoffs. So, and I think they finally understand that.
See, I think there's like two schools of thoughts too. And it's not necessarily even like resistant to Omar's point, because these two schools of thought are necessarily not rooted in objective reality. And this is what I mean by that. This is why I so vehemently wanted to say why I am living in Toronto. So by doing some man on the street reporting of sorts, it seems like the camp is fractured in two camps. Like if you were ideologically committed to not being on board with the Leafs this year, then even this, what was it, 14-2 start in the month of November?
14 of their last 16 they've got in their last 16 games.
Right. So I feel like this question was posed in various group chats that I've been in with Leafs fans today. Like, hey, it's the end of the month. Leafs had arguably their best month in franchise history. Are you all the way back in? And if you were willing to give the Leafs another chance, or you weren't, if you hadn't jumped off the fan base after last spring's collapse against the Canadiens, then you probably are very much on board with the team again. If you aren't, if you did make a firm commitment though, that this is it, I'm out. Even that, like I told someone today, Jack Campbell is likely the Vezina favorite at the moment. The Leafs look better. They're not making as many of those, you know, what the hell type of defensive mistakes that they're sort of characterized before in the past. And that was just met with, that's nice, let's go win around. You know, I think even in that's been reflected some of the bar culture in the West End of Toronto too. Like I was there to watch the Leafs game against the Penguins, one of the rare losses in November. And like, you could just see the whole bar. They're either just like, they weren't even upset. They were just quietly holding the team in contempt. There are some sports bars that are refusing to play the Leafs outright.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I went to a bar at King and Bathurst, which is, if you're not from Toronto, it's like sort of in the downtown core of the city. And they just refused to play the Maple Leafs over the late Sunday night football game.
That's amazing.
So for as encouraging as this has been and objectively rooted in reality, the Leafs arguably are the best team in the NHL at the moment. You know, it's going to take a lot more to sort of win back that lack of trust for back of lack of a term. And finally, I know I've been going on for a while. My Leafs fandom is still there, Julian. It's just, I guess, dormant. I don't know.
That's fair.
Sam, what do you think?
Sorry, I'm trying to wrap my head around a sports bar refusing to play the Leafs game right now, because as far as I know, there are no sports bars in Vancouver who are refusing to play Canucks games, and that's actually a legitimate thing to do right now.
We'll get to them in a second. No worries.
That's wild. I think the only sports bar in Vancouver I've ever been to is that has refused to play a Canucks game is the Shark Club, and that was because they're owned by Tom Gagliardi. The Dallas Stars.
The Stars. That's interesting.
That's the only time that's ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. But I think you should enjoy it. Like, the whole point of sports is, I mean, notwithstanding that all of us have tortured fandoms on this show, the theory behind sports is that it should be there to entertain you and be fun. And you know, as much as you can dread April and playoffs, why not enjoy it when they're winning? And I realize that runs contrary to my entire fandom theory of being a Canucks fan, because I can't enjoy when they win ever right now. But I'm not going to begrudge anyone who wants to enjoy it. Like, when you win 14 games, like, have fun, because there's going to be enough misery to come later.
Wow.
The dick. What a dick.
Wow, that long build-up, the long build-up just for the
killer
bird.
That was so well done.
Well done.
So Sam with the bird, Arun with the research, and Omar, of course, being the fan. But now I want to know is, like, the fact that they've done as well as they have, like, is it also okay to say that they're good, right? Like people are saying they're a contender. Like, this team should be good enough to win that series, right?
Okay. I thought you were gonna say another word. Sorry, I was about to be like, no, don't.
What word did you think I was gonna say?
I'm not gonna say it. Oh, I thought you were gonna say that word. And last year, your boy Chris Johnson screwed us. So you know.
Okay. Timeout. He called the Canadians that first. People seem to forget this. He called the Canadians a juggernaut. And then they started to suck. And then they eventually made the Stanley Cup final. Why is
and
it
then
that
what happened?
And then what happened? Well, we'll get to that too later on in the show. But they still made it to a Stanley Cup final. Like, people need to realize that, like, the juggernaut. Sorry, I know I said it, but like, it's not that bad of a word being called
a
juggernaut.
Like, yes, it is. It's like Voldemort.
It's not that bad of a
word. Yes, it is. It's like, no, you can't. Did you watch the Candyman? It's like the Candyman. You say the Candyman's name five times, the Candyman appears out of nowhere and kills you.
I played Macbeth in high school, in like high school theater and all that. Like, I get the whole thing. You're not supposed to say Macbeth, but I just said Macbeth. Like, I get it. Like, I understand there's stuff.
I was waiting for something behind you just like come out of nowhere.
Oh my god. Wait till the end of this episode. We'll all just be eternally cursed with something, I guess. I've had too good of a year, apparently. I don't know, man. Like, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the fact that the Leafs are good. Enjoy the fact that they're actually playing really well. It doesn't matter that it's November or December or whenever that they're having this run. Like, it's good. Sports are supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be able to enjoy yourself. You could be the Arizona Coyotes right now, but they're not winning a damn thing right now. Be the Toronto Maple Leafs. At least they're a team that's supposed to make it to the playoffs. We'll see what happens when they make the playoffs, but enjoy it while you can. And hey, you know what? I'm not even mad about the fact that you dunked on me the way that you did. I know at the beginning I was doing it begrudgingly and all that, but you know what, Omar? I'm actually really happy for you, because you see, Omar, I think very highly of you, and I think that you're allowed to celebrate victories and pull out a Michael Bunting jersey on camera for the people not watching Zone Time right now and listening on the variety of podcast platforms that we're on. And you should be able to enjoy these little moments in your life. So congratulations, my friend. It's really great to see you are cheering for a winning hockey club right now. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
Generally, I really am.
Yeah, it's good. It feels good, you know, to see your team do well in the regular season. But you know, I just hope that, again, that all of these things are, and it's not just like, you know, this weird little patch where it's like, okay, we're just feeling good and that's it. And that, you know, and the thing I like about Sheldon Keefe is that anytime he has his pre and post game talks, he's very like, he doesn't care. It's good that they're winning and it's good that they're playing well, but he understands that this doesn't matter. And anytime he's asked, the one word he keeps bringing up is consistency. You know, we want to consistently be playing like this. We want to always be in a position where we're starting the game on time, where if we have a lead, we're not taking our foot off the gas. And even though the Leafs have been winning their games, there are some moments where they're allowing the opposition to get back in the game. Like, even their latest win against Anaheim, I think they allowed like 21 shots in the third period. So there are still some things that need to be like improved on. But, you know, I think the big thing is that Keith isn't letting the team forget it. I honestly think every time they walk into the locker room, he has like the documentary or something like on a big screen, and then says like, you have to stare at the screen for like 5 seconds before you walk to your stall or whatever. Like, he just like, you know, Austin Matthews walks in, looks at Alex Galchenyuk turning over the puck in overtime, walks through. Mitch Marner walks in, looks at Travis Dermott doing a spin around in the defensive zone in overtime. William Nylander walks through. You see like a whole bunch of clips from game seven and how they were horrible. So I think Keith and the coaching staff and yes, he scored when it didn't matter. Anyway. I think the coaching staff is really holding the team accountable and not letting them forget that, like, hey, we were a good regular season team last year as well, but look what happened. So just, you know, I think they're really trying to keep themselves in check, and you know, hopefully that continues.
Now's the time.
Just quickly on Omar's point, and not to sort of bring it up because I know there's more than the Maple Leafs, even though Leafs are the center of the universe and should be always. Julian, you said like enjoy the Leafs being good. and then brought up the word contender. I think it's fine to enjoy it at least being good at the moment, but to put the projections of a contender on them is where it stops being fun.
Okay. Well, I guess that's fair, right? Because that brings the weight of expectations and all that, right? But I mean, they have a team that is doing as well as it's doing in the regular season. They're a team that is expected to be a contending team. It doesn't necessarily mean they could win the Stanley Cup, but they're expected to be a contending team. It was the case last year. It was the case even the year before then too. Like they've had this label on them for maybe a little bit. They just need to deliver.
Yeah. I mean, I just think like they're two sort of separate ideas, because like enjoying the Leafs being good and then putting the weight of expectations on them seem to stop making fun. You look at it last year, like Dom Lucic's model had the Leafs at what, 18.2% of winning the Stanley Cup. And so it's just like, enjoy them being good, but I don't want to put any, you know, illusions of winning the Stanley Cup on this group because it stops being fun again.
Sam, I'll give you last word on the Leafs before we move on to the next topic.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I disagree with Arun. I don't think there's anything wrong with being considered a contender. I think the problem with the word contender is that people don't realize that even when you're a contender, you have like a 22% chance of winning it all, right? Mm-hmm. Like being a really good team that is in the best position to win is like, you still have an 80% chance of losing. It's incredibly difficult. Which is why, you know, I would much rather be, as much as I make fun of Leafs fans and the Leafs, I'd much rather be in a position where that team is good and winning 14 games than being a team that like goes on a Cinderella run and then sucks after. So
yeah, have fun. Well, at least you have the Cinderella. I mean, some people would argue you have the memories, right? I don't know. There's a whole way you could go in on that, but we can go in on the Montreal Canadiens and the fact that after their Cinderella run, everything has gone to, well, crumbling down. Yeah, like a building just kind of falling in on itself, the implosion. That's basically the Montreal Canadiens right now. Mark Bergevin is gone. Trevor Timmons is gone. Their AGM, Scott Mellenby, resigned. Paul Wilson, they even fired the PR, the head PR guy. Like they clean swept everything moving. Yeah. And also some of those pieces I mentioned may or may not be linked to the Vancouver Canucks. I can let you guys comment on the Canadiens collapse right now, man, from a managerial standpoint, if you want. I think it might be a little bit more fruitful if we talk about if there's another team out there who deserves some kind of front office sweeping, and it can be the Canucks. If we so choose to go there, I understand that a lot of people in Vancouver have wanted the front office managerial staff to be cleaned out for quite some time. We've made it no secret about Jim Benning and how he's gone in Vancouver. Sam, how Jim Benning, Vancouver right now? I mean, like, let's just throw it out there, right? Like, overdue, right? Okay, it's, well, you're taking that stance, I guess. I mean, he might leave.
I don't know what it's going to take at this point for him to get fired. Like, this is, I don't know what it's going to take for anyone to get fired. They've won 7 games. It's December. When this comes out, it's December the 1st. Mm-hmm. They spent the last 2 years saying, look how well we did in the bubble. We took Vegas to 7 games. This is a great core. People were falling over themselves to say Benning had a great offseason. And like, he had a good offseason relative to all his other previous offseasons, but those were all terrible. So like, you have to think of the context when you say he had a good offseason. And like, yeah, I'll give it to him. Connor Garland was a good pickup. But this is a team that we've been told is going to continue to improve. And they're terrible. Like, they're not even, it's not even like Ottawa where you lose, but like they look like they're having fun or they put in a good effort. They just look like garbage. It's painful to watch. It's not fun. It's the same thing every night. And yet they're unwilling to make any decisions about the coach, about the front office, like nothing. They're just gonna wait. And it makes no sense.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you good?
No, I'm not good.
Yeah,
I was actually like upset that they lost to the Habs last night. I mean, that they beat the Habs.
Yeah,
like a loss.
Yeah, jeez, that's how bad you felt. Holy crap!
Every win just prolongs the suck.
You need a hug. I'm so sorry.
Need a new GM. Yeah.
I don't get what they're waiting for. Like, to Sam's point, like, when you have, like, I thought, I don't know, like, I don't follow the Canucks like every single day, but I think, man, you hit Bikini Bottom when a player says out loud, "We don't know what we're doing," during a drill. Like, I don't know how Travis Green, like, and again, I'm not throwing all this at Travis Green, but I don't know how, like, you just say, like, you know what, let's just fire someone. Or, like, just let someone leave and see what happens there. But they're doing, like, absolutely nothing. It's insanity, man. It's the definition of insanity. You're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I don't know if they just, like, internally, they're just like, okay, we're just going to tank for the first overall pick. I don't know if that's what it is. But it's just, like, it's just getting from bad to worse. And like now there's speculations about what's happening in the room and like beef between players. It's just crazy because now we're going beyond the on ice stuff and we're only focusing on off ice issues, and that's an issue.
It's not even just the locker room. Like, fans are now talking about like beefs between media members. Like, the hockey is so bad that we will literally talk about anything else that could be more entertaining.
In terms of media beef in Vancouver, what's the spiciest media beef going down right now?
Oh, the spiciest media beef is between Ian McIntyre and Matt Sicaris right now.
Oh, yeah. can you give us some context for people east of the country? What's going down?
The context is they are like publicly sniping each other on Twitter for McIntyre says Sicaris is like fabricating things about the locker room rift, and Sicaris is calling McIntyre like a management lackey because he was photographed walking with Francesco Aquilini in the airport.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Okay.
And so that's what people are talking about instead of, you know, losing every single game.
It's bad in Vancouver. Yeah. I mean, Arun, do you have any thoughts on this? I want to let you get in on this.
No, I mean, I think like Sam and Omar covered most of it. I mean, I just think it really speaks to, I think, what a lot of Sam was saying. It's like, if this hasn't already happened, if Benning hasn't already been gone, like, what's it going to take, right? I looked it up, like, Travis Green's the eighth longest tenured head coach in the NHL, which is fascinating to me. So, like, for Travis Green and Benning, yeah, it seems like Aquilini doesn't really want to get rid of these guys, despite the franchise being in turmoil. I'm not particularly sure. And to look to other organizations, yeah, like, I don't know. I was like thinking about what other organizations would need a complete overhaul. And it seems like the Canucks are the only real answer, unfortunately. But it really does seem to be that, you know, ownership has complete faith in their head coach and general manager. The Aquilini might be the only guy in the hockey world who has that faith in his coach and his GM to figure it out. I mean, you could say maybe it's tanking for the first overall pick. My mildly hot take on that is tank for 2023 instead, where Connor Bedard and Matvei Michkov are there.
That's how I feel about that, man. A lot of these teams are tanking a year too early, but that's just my two cents.
Yeah, Bedard and Michkov are both generational at this point. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm curious to see how it plays out, but it does seem that if the Canucks were to make any moves, it'd be in the offseason, because why hasn't it happened already?
Which is so weird, because like, you see, like, you know, the Habs clean house and they made the final last year, right? And again, there's obviously a lot of other things that happen within the organization, but like, I don't know, man. Like, if I'm a Canucks fan, I'm like looking at Montreal and I'm looking back at my team and it's like, Like, what's the difference? Like, I don't get what's the difference. Like, they're losing as many games. You know, the feel around the team is, you know, is up and down, more down than up nowadays. But it's like, I don't get what they're waiting for. And even if the plan is to tank, like, okay, so tank for what? You're still gonna have the same people around who are going to build up what you've been breaking down. Okay, yeah, sure, let's retool, but you're gonna have the same people. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, so it's just like, just let people go. I don't know, man. Like, maybe, like, is there like a ransom going around? Like, are there like you know, secrets or whatever? Are there like stuffed animals that are being threatened or something? Like, because at this point, I don't know, man. I just don't understand how like, at the very least, because again, we see it all the time. We see it all the time. When an NHL team starts to suck, the first one to get it is the coach.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really surprised Travis Green is still around. I thought he'd be out first, and then they would just wait until the offseason and then like offload, you know, Benning and whatever. But it's like, no, like, everyone's still here. So like, I don't know what the plan is. And again, yeah, as a person who used to be a fan of a team who didn't know what the plan was, it's not fun.
And I agree with you. I'm surprised he's still here. But at the same time, if you look at that roster, like, if everyone was firing on all cylinders, I don't think Travis Green is getting this team any better than like right on the edge, like maybe a wild card team. That roster is not good enough to make the playoffs regularly. Mm-hmm. And like, people who there are a loud faction of fans here who are like, this is just Travis Green's system. This team should be way better. And it's like, this blue line is garbage. Like, it's not a good roster. They should be better than what they are now, but the idea that this is a team of contenders is ridiculous.
Yeah,
when, over not. The offseason, when we saw all the players passed out on the ice after that drill, little did we know it was a prophecy for the future.
The Vancouver Canucks are really in it. And hey, I would be very happy for Sam and for a lot of Canucks fans if by the time this episode drops, maybe the Canucks did something. But it doesn't seem as if they're going to do anything.
The rumor this morning was that they're super interested in Mark Bergevin, so I don't know if I actually want
Oh, yeah, right. Remember?
Timeout.
Omar, you didn't catch that, right? When I was listing off all the guys for being let go from the Canadians, like I was saying, the Canucks are interested in some of them. And it's
I thought that was just a joke.
But Omar, it's not just Mark Bergevin. There's interest in Scott Mellanby, too. And there's interest in Sean Burke, who's the goalie coach consultant for the Canadians right now. The Canucks essentially want to be the Canadians right now. reportedly.
Can I just talk directly to
Omar, you have the last word on the Canucks, and then we'll move on to the hottest beef in the National Hockey League.
Right, yeah, whether I'm talking to you, whether you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening to
solo
this,
cam, give him the solo cam.
I need you to understand, okay, if you want to be a general manager or an owner or a hockey president, whatever, just do it. Just do it. Because year after year, we see all these examples of these people just doing things that make absolutely no sense. They just fired everyone in the Habs organization, so we're going to rehire them to join us because they're going to help? How the hell does that make any sense? That's like someone using a baseball bat to like try to hit a ball, the bat breaks, and then the person throws the broken bat, and then someone else tries to use the broken bat to hit the ball afterwards. That doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. So listen, if you want to be a GM, if you want to be anything in the NHL, just do it. And if they ask you for a resume, say, I don't need a resume. And if they say why, list off all the people they get hired after they do bonehead stuff. You know what? You know what's going to be funny? The Canucks are going to fire Benning, and then they're going to hire Peter Chiarelli. I'm calling it right now. And then Peter Chiarelli's going to come in. He's going to be like, you know what? I have a vision.
Why do you hate me?
I believe that I can make a contender. I believe I can do all of these things. That's what's going to happen. It's going to make absolutely no sense.
Hate me so much.
I'm just saying, man. It's a cycle. It's a cycle of stupid. And I don't understand why it keeps happening. Okay. Just hire new people. It's okay. Go into the younger systems and hire new people. God. Okay.
The only thing I just want to add before we move off here, to anyone listening to Omar's rant who feels inspired,
and happens to live in Montreal, learn French. That's the only thing I'll add to that, because you have to learn French to be the GM there. Let's talk about the hottest beef in the National Hockey League right now, which is Brendan Lemieux versus Brady Tkachuk. As I understand, and you could tell I was listening to the recent episode of the Steve Dangle podcast, this Tkachuk-Lemieux rivalry is like generational. It goes to their parents, well, their dads, essentially, Claude and Keith. And recently over the weekend, we all know about we could say alleged, but we saw the bite mark alleged. On Brady Tkachuk.
Come on.
Guys, it's there. I have to say it, man. Brendan Lemieux showed a lack of brought up C in house training when he bit Brady Tkachuk on the hand, and Brady Tkachuk was very furious about it. I don't know if we have time for me to read out the post game quotes, or maybe we'll just throw in the video, the cameo of Gilbert Gottfried reading it. Who knows? Because it's absolutely hilarious. Jonathan Quick went to bat for Brendan Lemieux, saying he would rather have Brendan Lemieux than Brady Tkachuk, which I think is the funniest lie of 2021.
No. It's okay, Julian. It's okay.
Funniest lie.
Jonathan Quick. It's okay. Jonathan Quick is just a liar. It's a bold-faced lie. Bold-faced lie.
I'm sorry, like, dog. Like, come Jonathan, on. Jonathan Quick, I get it. That's your teammate. You want to stand up for him, and you want to make him feel wanted in the organization. You have to stand behind your boy. You can't be going around saying, hey, you know what? You're right. I'd rather Brady Tkachuk. You have to stand up for your boy. But you ain't got to lie to kick it, my man. You ain't got to lie like this. You don't have to. All you have to do is just be like, man, it was a dumb thing that happened, but we don't need any of this beef. Brendan's still a valued member of our team. You don't need to go so far to say that. Any other hilarious thoughts you want to bring up on the hottest beef in the National Hockey League?
I was going to say the only thing that's almost as funny as Quick's bold-faced lie is the report today that Brady Tkachuk might need a tetanus shot.
You know what's funny? I think CJ, when I did the podcast with CJ, CJ I think made that joke that he might need one. I didn't know that was actually like real.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if that was real or a joke, honestly.
I don't know if it's real or not, but the fact that it's like kind of believable is the best part.
Also, I don't think as of right now we know. As now we're recording, we don't know if Brendan Lemieux has been suspended. We know there's an in person hearing, but as of now, as we're doing this episode, we don't know how long he's been suspended for. It could be at least 5 games, but it looks like it's going to be longer for biting somebody.
Yeah, yes. There was a joke that the NHL capitalized the B in biting when they announced Lemieux's in person hearing. So therefore, they really are taking it seriously, TM.
I made that joke.
Maybe I'm just reading Julian's tweets back to himself then. Brendan Lemieux, not to get too deep into it, into the HF board's common circle, but Brendan Lemieux has been a thoroughly unlikable guy since even reported back to his days with the Greater Toronto Hockey League, Toronto Red Wings. Like, he has been despised even through his minor hockey career. He wasn't particularly well liked in the OHL. And, you know, you can't just bite dudes. Like, if Brady Tkachuk think that's for babies, he's spot on. I mean, here's the thing, man. Brendan, you're also not your dad, bro. Like, Claude Lemieux got away with all the shit he did because he could actually play a little bit. He's a 1995 Conn Smythe winner. Brendan Lemieux, I mean, I actually went on Natural Stat Trick before this appearance just to see it. It's like, it's on ice. Like, 5-on-5 numbers are like surprisingly good, but not good enough for Jonathan Quick to come out and make his first public appearance in 10 years to defend his fourth line guy who's out here biting people. And it might be, aside from Tony DeAngelo, the most thoroughly unliked player in the whole league. It's a weird guy to cape for. I don't necessarily see it. But those are really only like my thoughts on that. Jonathan Quick, like, the last time I remember making a media appearance was when his adorable daughter was like running around the podium after they won their first of two cups, right? Mm-hmm. And then he just pops out of the woodwork to defend Brendan Lemieux. Like, I don't even think guys on the Kings, aside from Quick, really like Brendan Lemieux. That might be unsubstantiated a bit, but he's been thoroughly unliked at every stage of his career. And now it's coming out at the NHL level too.
I was going to say the only person I know of who clearly and likes Brendan Lemieux and his buddies with him is Tony DeAngelo.
Don't they have a podcast?
Yeah. Watch Your Tone.
Oh, W-I-T. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wait, it's the acronym is W-Y-T. No way. You like so it's white.
Coincidence.
Oh man, oh, those God. Two. Oh man. Look, all I could do is laugh, because sometimes when you're just faced with stupidity like that, all you could do is laugh. Why should I waste my time and be worried about people being dumb when I could just laugh at you being dumb? Because what Brendan Lemieux did was absolutely, positively dumb, acid 9, acid 10, acid 11, acid 12. You can count all the way to 35 if you have to. It was dumb. And if Brady Tkachuk has to get himself a tetanus shot, God bless that man, because yeesh, I would not want that for anybody. I think we kind of poured through as much. Unless, Omar, you look very pensive. Was there one other burn you wanted to apply before we ended this episode?
No, I just don't get, like why? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know either.
I understand being mad. I get it. But damn, man, like when I watched
somebody,
when Brady Tkachuk like showed his hand, like he bit me, I was like, whoa, he like legitimately bit him. Like, I was like, holy man, like was he like hungry or something? Like, I don't understand. Like, how do you bite?
I don't know how hungry that you could be,
especially on the palm, man. Like, that's actually where you're supposed to be. Like, you're supposed to have a lot of like thickness in skin. So if you fall, like, you know, put your hands out, you're okay. Like, he bit through that, man. Like, what, like, how does the hearing even go? I'm just like, I look at him, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you even doing? Like, what are you doing? You bit him.
Like, I don't know.
Does he try to defend it? Does he say, like, oh no, I actually, you know, I opened my mouth and he missed a punch and then put his hand in my mouth and then I accidentally bit down and then did not let go. So I feel like I should not be suspended. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
It's very weird. I understand that. Last thing I'll say on this whole thing with the topic of Brendan Lemieux and seeming as if a lot of stuff he's done in his past is not all that great. No shout out to that guy on Twitter or that reporter who said he saw him do some pretty crappy things, I think, for an AHL team and said it's not his job to report. You also deserve a zero as well, my guy. Sorry, not to kind of just throw a little, you know, stray at somebody at the end of all this, but like, yeah, I think after what we've learned over the last little couple of months here, we can't be sitting on the sidelines whenever we see people do shitty things. And Brendan Lemieux is no exception. And with that, that brings an end to this week's edition of Zone Time. Arun, thank you so much for pinch hitting. Sam, as always, thank you for pouring out your emotions about the Vancouver Canucks. My intuition's telling me there are going to be better days. And Omar, well, thanks for being you, Omar, because the show wouldn't be Zone Time without you, buddy. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, Google, Apple, wherever the podcast could be found, Spotify as well, on YouTube as well. Subscribe and get those subscriber counts up. We're trying to get more views on these videos, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And don't bite people. It's not good form.